And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. The Jaguars and the first place Indianapolis Colts coming up tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The Jaguars looking for some consistency down the stretch, the final six games of the season. They've had some good performances. They've had some bad performances. But after the bye, they've got to figure it out.
That's the key. And Gus said it first thing Monday, you know, with their bonus practice, we've got to be consistent. And the one thing they've been consistent is saying we've got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. So I asked guys in the locker room, what does it mean? What does it mean? And they all kind of looked, you know, they didn't quite know how to answer it.
Right.
Which is why I thought we should talk about it today, because consistency, as far as I'm concerned, means doing the little things the same way over and over and over, whether it's a run block or whether it's setting up a pass, however it is. It's got to be the little things that this team is tripping on.
Well, and I think specifically if you get into game situations, I think where they want to see consistency is on offense. They've been able to move the ball at times between the 20s, between the 35. But then once they get close, the big thing they're concerned about on offense, when we get close, we got to finish. And I think that would make things feel more consistent because you would get some points out of the situations where you're playing well.
Last week, the Colts got hammered by the New England Patriots. Here's a question. If Andrew Luck was not on the Indianapolis Colts, how good would this Colts team be?
Well, I think that's the story of a lot of teams with great quarterbacks. If Aaron Rodgers was on the Packers, if Tom Brady was on the Patriots. But Andrew Luck, certainly as much as any player right now, seems to define that franchise and seems to be built around him. There's other good players there, but as he goes, they go.
Yeah, I think, I guess, in trying to see just how far the Jaguars are from the Colts, when you evaluate the rosters, they're a lot closer. When you evaluate the quarterbacks, obviously, they're not. So, I mean, they're not the best team in the division without Andrew Luck. There's no doubt about it.
Right. Without him, it's probably a clump of teams.
Yeah, a mismatch, you know, trying to figure out where they belong. And that's really the league now, is finding your quarterback. And if the Jaguars want to get over the hump, Bortles better be the guy.
I was going to ask you. I mean, you might have heard of this guy named Blake Bortles. Is this the mold he wants to follow, the Andrew Luck mold?
Well, there are some similarities in terms of early on in the process, we saw his pocket presence and we saw the ability to sort of see things and feel things. That had some Luck feel to it. It hasn't shown up the way it did for Andrew Luck in his rookie year, but Blake wasn't as developed coming in. He didn't have the time in college as Andrew Luck coming in, and he wasn't quite the prospect. But I think there are enough things there that you can see him being that sort of player and able to develop in that direction.
Well, and Luck came in, as you said, as, you know, fifth-year senior and a guy with, you know, Reggie Wayne, and had a lot of, you know, pieces. They had Robert Mathis on the defensive side. I mean, they had some things working where Bortles came in, and they're trying to kind of build it around him as they go. But in terms of that quarterback being that guy and you build around him, instead of the Seattle model, which was build the team and then the quarterback shows up. So absolutely, that's what Dave Caldwell said earlier this week they're hoping to do.
The Patriots ran for 248 yards against the Colts last week. And talking to Fred Taylor for a radio interview, he said one of the toughest things to do is be the team after that. Has come in after defense adjusts to that. If they adjust, can Bortles get past this Colts defense, and how do they adjust?
Well, I think they can run against the Colts. I mean, I think this team runs the ball pretty consistently. If you look at the last month. So, yeah, I think they can come in and do it. And if you give Bortles play action, I think we'll see him be much more effective.
And it would be nice if you saw that, because against Dallas, you saw a little bit of a drop in the run game. Denard had the big run, but other than that, he didn't have much. So they need to get back to that. I think they can. I don't see them running for 250 like the Patriots did. But if they can establish, it's the old thing, establish the run and give Blake a chance.
Well, and be able to, we've said, put your hand in the ground and give 3 or 4 yards on first down, or, you know, 3 or 4 yards on third down, which Jed Fish said earlier this week really has been their bugaboo. Third down and two, third down and three. To be multiple there and not have everyone know you're going to throw the ball because you can't run it here, that really would help this offense be consistent, especially on the other side of the field where they've turned it over.
6 games left. Jaguars are 1-9. A lot of fans are looking to 2015 draft, free agency, all this, but the focus has to be on these 6 remaining. How do you stay focused?
Well, fans are supposed to look at that because they're fans. But I don't think the team's going to have a problem with the last 6 games. Players and coaches always look at the immediate because they have nothing else to look at. As a team and a franchise, you want to look at these 6 games within the context of getting a few wins, but also figuring out what some of these guys are. They need to figure out what they have at cornerback, what they have at offensive line, what they have at quarterback. There's so many guys on this team who still need to establish themselves. I don't see anybody within the framework of these hallways, within this locker room, who's going to be looking ahead to 2015.
I am. I mean, I'm playing GM right now. I won't lie to you. I'm looking around, thinking about who the guys are that are going to make it to free agency, actually, And obviously that's an unknown. And I'm starting to look at the draft a little bit because we're looking at a football team that is not going to be playing in January. So I want to see the guys that they're going to be talking about in February, March, and April.
Throw some of those out. Let's go right now. Let's start right now.
I tried with Dave on a conference call earlier this week. He wouldn't even go there. And that's true. I mean, you can't really get too knee-deep into it.
Right.
You don't, teams have salary cap room. They're going to find ways to, you know, to sign their own guys. And you don't know beyond that exactly where it's going. But, I mean, I'm not looking at a 1-9 team and saying, well, I can't wait to see what they do against the Texans. I'm looking to see, okay, well, where are they going to grow, right? Where can they get stronger next year in free agency? How much more competitive can they be? And I like the big picture. I don't get so narrow-casted. I mean, unless you're 9-1, then you have to be narrow-casted.
There you have it.
You don't like that philosophy?
Hey, I don't know. Whatever.
You'd rather I have the same as you?
Hey, why not? Of course. Well, we're all a team.
That's right.
No. Different philosophies drive this.
Jaguars and the first place Indianapolis Colts coming up tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium. We'll talk to you next week before the Jaguars host the New York Giants.